Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTEC Smith and Steve Mex.
BTEC Smith and Steve Mex,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
Ted, I think we did an entire Megacast without the mics turned on for the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man, this cord is scaring me.
Why?
I just stepped on it, the giant power cord, and I, like, pushed it back in. Like, I'm convinced when Hot goes off the air, it'll be because of me.
Yes. The cord in the Mega Studios controls all of Hot 103.7.
I mean, look at the size of this thing, and it obviously does something huge.
You know, up until now, I had no idea what their catchphrase was. I just always thought they were just the new Hot 103.7. Do you know what their slogan is? Right? We've been working
something about oldies or classics?
No.
Or party jams, you know?
Keep going.
We're soccer moms and cool dudes?
No.
We've made your gangster high school era seem poppy?
That would be good.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the new Hot 103.7.
No, I'm looking at the banner right now,
oh,
man.
What about throwbacks and today's hits?
No.
No? Am I even close?
Not even close.
All right. Hot 103.7. We got Tanch.
That's a good one.
That would be my positioning statement.
I would listen for that. And Tanch can bite through a can.
Tanch is a stud, man. I like that guy.
And he teaches us how to whip and nay-nay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Tanch. I'll give you a hint. All right, all you have to do is fill in the blank.
Okay.
The new Hot 103.7, the of Seattle. The blank.
Oh, the rhythm.
That's it.
Yeah. The rhythm of Seattle.
That was easy.
Not really.
I completely, that wasn't easy at all, Steve.
How funny is that? How long has that station been on the air now? Like 2 years?
Two or three.
And we had no idea what the slogan is.
Steve, are you wearing a Fitbit?
That's funny you bring this up. No, this is a Microsoft band. It's a Fitbit meets an iPhone watch.
Huh.
So it's a smartwatch. So when I get a text message, I see it on here, but it also could be used for like exercising. Like as of this morning, let's see how many steps I've put in. I don't even know how to use this thing yet. 1,160 steps, which is very suspect because on the drive here, I put in 200 steps.
You were driving.
Right.
Did it count you just hitting the gas pedal as a step?
I don't know. How would that work? I'm curious. You know what I'm curious about? How many steps is, some alone
masturbation?
Time? Yes. You know somebody's done that.
It's got to be a bunch.
I don't know. If driving gave me a few hundred steps, let's see. Okay, right now it's at 1,160. I did a Microsoft event yesterday. I'll have to tell you about that at some point today on the Megacast.
All right, so mark that down.
All right, 1,160. Now I'm
Now it's Steve
playing
staring
Yahtzee.
At me, like shooting dice.
I'm playing Yahtzee. I'm still playing Yahtzee.
I also envision this is how it dice? Happens at your house. You're smiling. You're just staring over at another dude. Usually it's Munson.
Could be J-Mac.
You don't have to look so happy when you do this, Steve.
Well, aren't you happy when you're doing it?
I don't know that I've ever been as happy as you are right now doing this. Hey!
And I'm also very flattering to myself. I'm working this from the hip all the way up to my shoulder.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, what the hell am I working?
But a tight grip, so a pencil-thin guy.
Should I throw the dice?
Let's see.
All right.
Don't throw it at me!
I didn't. I threw it at the sign. All right, let's see how many... let's see. So 1,160 was what was that, right?
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Now I'm at 1,256.
See?
I almost put in,
100 steps?
100 steps right there.
All right. Here's my question about those things. So if you eat...
They're not accurate? Yes.
Or if you eat like a bunch of junk food and like, does it tell you the next morning like...
I don't know.
Hey, fat ass, like, what way to eat all this food?
I just like the fact that I can see a text message on here and I don't have to pull out my phone. So I could quickly just see who texted me. And not the, you know what I mean?
I think that's fine for you.
Yeah.
Because you're a pretty trustworthy dude.
Right.
I worry for other people. I go, do you really want your text messages just popping up on phone,
that's
on your
right.
watch?
Well, you know what's funny is I was showing this to our boss, Sergeant Hair Club. We'll do the push-ups in a second.
Yeah.
I need to do more steps. So I'm showing it to him because I'm like, I just got a text from my wife. See? That's how it works.
Tell me it was a sext.
No, she's not that bad, but she wrote... Because we're talking about making a baby.
Yeah.
Right? So this is what he sees. I don't think he read it. Fortunately, Dave wears glasses. This is a small print. I was just showing him that, hey, there's a text. And I look and it says, you can see on the screen, it says, okay, we have to have sex more often. I think once we do that, we'll be able to tell if this is an issue or not. Because I'm like, hey, maybe I should go to a doctor, a fertility doctor, to see if, you know, because we're trying to make a baby. And she's like, hey, if we can't pull this off in the next year or so, I don't think we should do it at all because I don't want to. You know, I'm getting closer to 30, and I don't want to be that old when I'm having a kid, which is funny because I'm 41. I'm like, what's the problem? But I think with women, it's a different issue.
Yeah.
You know, the older you get, there's more risk of health issues.
But that's, I think, yeah, after 35.
But I'm showing it to him, and it says, okay, we have to have sex more often, ...
That's what worries me about that technology.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get too many of those texts, but I'd hate to be sitting there with somebody, and it's just like, hey, let's bang tonight. It's like, ooh.
Right. Or like, yeah. I wonder how many people have been busted because of the smartwatch. You know, like, you're sitting there, you're with your significant other, and then all of a sudden you get some random, you know, random little hoe bag texting you being like, yo, what are you wearing? Or something like that. And then your woman looks at the watch. Like, luckily, I have nothing. She can have the watch and get all the texts.
But even
I don't
if
care.
It's just, like, something random.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what if just a female coworker joking around sends you a text or something? You know
you get
mean?
Those from coworkers?
Me and Taryn text a lot.
Okay.
Not sexually, but I'm saying, like, if I was in a relationship, it might seem weird. Like,
right.
Like, why is that girl you work with texting you at 11? I'd be like, well, because we're talking about Meltdown.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I don't have any female friends. I have female friends, but I don't have any female friends that I'm, like, texting buddies with.
Yeah.
So I'd never have to be like, you know, and she knows all my the female friends that I have. She knows and is friends with them as well. So it wouldn't be a big deal. But
yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have single female friends.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, because I'd probably try to hook up with them. But they'd probably be all over me.
Of course. Yeah. You're just so irresistible with your Kevin Owens shirt.
It is. Wore this just for you.
I appreciate
like coming
that.
To Steve's office today, wear the Kevin Owens shirt. I was like, just for you, Steve. And it's your shirt.
It looks good on you, though. At some point, you got to cut the sleeves off. You should do that for Halloween.
Dude, have you been watching SmackDown?
I haven't watched this past week.
All right. You know the new play-by-play guy?
Yes. The MMA guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Moro something. But I hung out with him.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Super Fight League. We taped one of the Super Fight Leagues trying to send it out and open. So we had like the giant boom camera and then we had the Showtime guys there.
No way.
So then that night we went out. He is an awesome dude. Big Seahawks fan from Vancouver. So when I saw he got that job, I was like, that's awesome. Because this was only like...
Dude, can you get him on the podcast?
Yeah.
Let's get him on, man.
Yeah. I can give me like a month.
Oh yeah, no rush.
Yeah, I'll BS with my billionaire connection. I'll talk to him.
good. I'm glad.
Well, that's the thing. When I went out with him, man, we were just hanging out, BSing and whatever. And he was talking about opportunities. He never brought up like WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But he must have already been in talks with him.
Dude, he's good.
He's awesome.
I mean, and he's like, I hope becomes the future voice of all things WWE. Like, he's what they need. Like, he calls it like it's legit. You know what I mean?
And he gets fired up.
Yeah.
Not only that, when you hang out with him, it's the same voice and he has like that same cool energy. That's why I read all this stuff about his depression and everything. It kind of blew me away as I was like,
oh, I didn't know that any of that stuff.
Oh man, he's battled it for years and all this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Really interesting guy. And I'm just telling you, awesome dude to hang with. We had a blast.
Oh man. Yeah. Hopefully when they come to town, we could hang out with him.
Oh, yeah.
There was a local guy who I was told got hired by the WWE to be an announcer.
They used to work at Fox, right?
Q13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I never saw him.
But I haven't seen him.
No, I never seen him.
I heard it from like his old agent, and maybe it just fell through, or you know, within the world of the WWE, sometimes things take forever before they fully develop. So maybe like you know he's still being trained. Because it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
But that would be insane if all of a sudden we see Devone on the WWE.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind. Be like, yo, favors, calling him in right now. I don't know what.
Don't tell him we were smoking weed.
Yeah. All right, why don't we get our push-ups in there before this break is over. It's so good to do the MegaCast where we don't have the time constraints. Mega family, we apologize. It's mostly my fault. Actually, it's all my fault. Just things
Frickin'
have been crazy.
Steve.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks, man, but I think things are starting to come back to normal. I say that. Watch. Some fire's going to happen now. I'm going to have to, like, you know, put extinguish. It's like, hey.
Well, I think sometimes the Mega family needs to understand this, like, this is... When you hear this podcast, this is Steve and I.
Yeah.
This is who we are. But Steve, I'm like, I has like a lot more like pressures and meetings and stuff he has to go to.
I have a lot of people that luckily you got like, I think Miles is kind of like the guy on your show that has to put up with all the meetings. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, him and Thrill go to more meetings.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Whereas like on my show, it's like most stuff goes through me first and then eventually filters out. But sometimes I have to have meetings about meetings. And, hey, we need to meet to talk about the meeting that we're going to have with everybody else. And it's like, oh, when am I going to get the podcast, man?
Mm.
This is my priority.
Yeah, man.
All right.
You got to be you, Steve.
That's right. So what we need to do right now is get our 10 push-ups in for those that are new to the MegaCast. The hell is taking you so long to get on the board of the Mega family? It's disappointing.
Remember, every time you join the Mega family, that earns you one Mega Hug. Steve, we should start hugging people at the same time.
Mega hugs. I'm in. You know what? If somebody comes up to us and just says, if we're together and you come up to us and go, Mega Hug, we'll do it.
Yo, game on.
All right, I like it. You get a Mega Hug. You get a Mega Hug.
Mega Hug.
So let's do this, Ted. Let's get 10. Let's celebrate a show that we're going to be at on Saturday.
At the Showbox
at the Market, our boys in Windowpane. So let's get the blood racing, the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning, Steve.
Let's get 10, Ted. Windowpane. The song is called Underfoot. Deserve it.
Yeah.
If there's one band that I've known over my life that deserves to be successful, it's these guys.
Yeah. There's a lot of great local bands, but I think Windowpane and A-Ron are the closest ready to pop.
I would agree. I think Windowpane, no band works harder than that band. And A-Ron works hard too, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the amount of energy and effort those guys put into just putting out
is a lot.
Yeah man,
those, and they've been touring, they're doing everything else, plus they're just fun guys,
great guys to hang out with. Glenn's got pipes like none other. The entire band is so skilled. Tony's an amazing guitarist. Mark just lays down the thunder on bass. I keep telling those guys, since they've added Sean to the band as a drummer, they've gotten extraordinarily better. And they weren't bad in the first place.
And we play with them on live day.
That's right. We jam with them.
Yeah.
We're like the fifth and the sixth members of the band.
Kind of.
All right, well, why don't we get this going?
Ted Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Well, Mega family, this Ted Talk is very specific to our Seattle Mega people, or the Northwest Mega family. And that is today, and this one's kind of a Ted Talk for myself, for Ted too, but just, you know, this is winter. It's dark. It's going to be raining a lot. It's going to be overcast. And I just want to remind people that, like, you know, the holidays just ended. There's so much fun and glee, you know, and then you get into this part of the year and it's dark, you know. You still got the Seahawks in the playoffs, which gives you a little sunshine. But just, you know, just remember that spring is around the corner, a few months away, and then it'll be summertime and you'll be bitching that it's too hot. So just, I don't know. Sometimes winter can grind on you. I know some people get real lonely. Start thinking about exes. Just hang in there, man.
Ted.
It's winter time. You're going to make it.
Don't think about her.
You're going to make it.
Find a new cuddle buddy.
I need a mega hug, Steve.
Come here.
I've been talking to people, and I just, like, sometimes I got to remind people, like, remember, this is what Seattle winters are.
It's weird because I don't think we both grew up on the East Coast where winter was super snow, but still sunny.
Yeah.
So winters were cold as F, don't get me wrong, but they weren't depressing.
Well, you had sun breaks.
Right. Here, it's not as cold. I mean, if I tell someone on the East Coast, they're like, hey, what's the temperature here? And I'm like, oh, it sucks. It's 40. They're like, I wish it was 40. It's negative 20.
Right.
Like, yeah, but you have sun, and that changes everything.
It does, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's part of – I'm kind of happy we're having – because the last couple years have been real warm. So to me, having a proper Seattle winter reminds you, like, right, you got to earn it. You got to earn that great summertime.
Because the summers then are so much better.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the trip to Spokane. We always lose, but sometimes we win that third game, and when we win that third, we'll party regardless. We'll have a blast regardless, but if we win that third game, look out, world, we're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's always a fun trip, too. That's kind of like the first kind of hot weather or whatever.
Yeah. It's right around the corner, bro.
I know. End of March, right?
Yeah, it's just a couple months away.
Yeah, I got to start behaving here for a few weeks before we go out there.
We might have a couple special guest hockey players joining us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It could get even more awesome. All right, let's take a quick break.
Are we talking jacuzzi tubs?
I think we are. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, I do want to talk a little bit about what happened at Microsoft. It was an epic event.
All right.
Involving a couple of Seahawks players. Speaking of the guy from the WWE, me getting to be a play-by-play guy, failing miserably at it, even though nobody said I did. I think I did.
Play-by-play is tough.
Especially when it's ping pong.
Oh.
When we get back, we'll talk about that.
You are not out of the woods just yet. The Megacast will be back.
Alone? Feel like you're the last Jedi? Just you and your lightsaber? Or maybe you've given up on men completely and spend Friday night alone in bed, just you and your droid? You don't have to be lonely. Not with StarWarsOnly.com. Search the galaxy for true love, or maybe just get some Wookiee. If you're tired of Han Solo, find Princess Leia today on StarWarsOnly.com.
You'll probably still be lonely at StarWarsOnly.com.
Sign up today and you'll receive a complimentary pack of Viagra. Viagra, awakening the Force since 1998.
Ted and Steve will stand by you, especially if you are a hot piece of ass like the chip singing this stupid song. The Mega Cast is back.
Cause I'm gonna stand by you. Even if we break it down, we can find a way to break through. Even if we can't find heaven, I'll walk through hell with you. Love, you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna stand by you.
Stand by you, Ted.
Thanks, Steve.
I got your back.
Who is that?
Rachel Platten.
I'm gonna stand by you.
Sounds like she's hot as hell.
I was just about to say, I'll do her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And I have no idea who
she is. She's your kind of girl. She's blonde, cute.
All right.
I say that, it's like, you're the only guy all of Washington that's a fan of cute blondes.
Steve, what's your wife look like?
She's blonde and cute. Sometimes she goes a little bit darker in the hair.
I just like that. Your kind of girl. Right? My wife. Right? Like the exact same girl we always try to date.
I know. It's a good thing that I'm not single, because I think you and I would always, like, if we went out, we'd both be like dibs on the same girls.
Dude, right. That would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, that's what's funny about me and Cobb from the podcast.
Right.
We have
because you're two single guys.
Right. We have completely different tastes.
What's his taste?
Small, like, super fit, kind of compact chicks.
Okay. So he's like, is he into, like, CrossFit chicks?
Yeah. I just know, like.
I say that, like, that's a bad thing. He's into girls that are healthy.
No, I mean, here's the only thing I'll ever say about the CrossFit chick sometimes. It's just, and granted, good for them. They're much better shaped than I am. I just personally, sometimes the arms and shoulders get a little too big for my taste.
I'm with you, man.
I get it, why they want to do it and why you want to make gains and everything. But I just, for my taste, I'm like, I don't know.
You see, my wife's big into not CrossFit, but she does a lot of, like, she goes and sees a trainer now, and it's big into, like, working out the right muscle parts and has aspirations of just getting tone. And we always have that conversation. I'm like, well, luckily, I don't think she wants to become a bodybuilder.
Right.
But I'm like, you know, I think the way her shape is right now is spot on perfect, but I think she wants to have more muscle. And I don't know, who am I to say no, but I get nervous of that whole ripped abs. The ripped abs scare me. I'm not attracted to a girl that has abs.
Yeah, like I don't want a
flat
belly,
stomach. Yeah,
but you want right. Sometimes I just worry when I see abs on a chick like that, and you start looking down. Like, I'm afraid there's gonna be a penis. There it is.
Well, I'm 100% certain with my wife that won't be the problem.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. All right.
That could be why we're not having kids. This whole time.
Steve, it's science, man. Yeah, you guys can't.
You mean two people that both have penises can't make a baby?
With that said, I like your progressive love.
I ain't going to give up on her, man. She's my woman.
She's my woman.
She's the girl of my dreams.
All right.
All right.
So hang on. Let's stay on this subject.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
So me and my buddy have had this conversation.
Oh, this should be good.
He was in, I want to say, the Philippines once, right?
Okay.
So they're sitting in a restaurant. And the,
it's going to be a ladyboy conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guy comes by and says, hey, we're having a competition in here for like the most attractive ladyboy.
Okay.
Like, you know, like you can stay if you want. Or and there, and he, him and his wife are like, oh, really? Like, oh, we'd like to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy's kind of like, well, do you want to judge?
Oh,
and
yes.
They're like, yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, yeah, like we want to judge.
Right.
So they stay and judge it.
Uh-huh.
So he swears to me, he goes, man, I'm telling you, some of those girls are so attractive, you would have no idea. So here's the question.
Oh, boy.
What if you meet this super attractive, and it doesn't have to be an Asian lady boy, it could be a regular,
okay,
you know, transgender person. Now you meet them, you go on dates with them. It's not that I've done it. It's not that unheard of to date somebody for a few weeks without having sex with them.
Sure. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
So you fall, you kind of are falling for this person, and then you find out they're transitioning.
Ooh.
Or they don't have the female body parts downstairs.
Man.
See?
It's easy to say I'm done. Like right now, because
right.
The emotions aren't there.
Right.
So easy to just be like, no. They weren't being honest with me. But it, like I've said before, like someone says, hey, what if your woman, your wife cheated on you? Would you just leave her? Like I've told people before, I'm like, it's easy as being in the position I'm in right now where the emotions aren't happening to say, yeah, I'm done. But you don't know until it happens. You don't
right.
know. So like on paper, I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, how much of a connection have I made with that person? Like in a mental, emotional way? Ugh.
That's what I'm saying.
Tough question, man.
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of debated this just kind of BSing for a while. The other problem is, too, is like I think for transgender, a lot of people struggle with is they just go, well, there's no way. It's like, but look, you're not attracted to the male genitalia part. You're attracted to the female body that you see in front of you.
Right. And yeah. The person that it is.
Right.
Man, that's... The hard part about that, bad choice of words, I understand, but the tough part about that would be knowing that they kept something very major from me.
Yeah.
And I think I'd have a hard, difficult time getting past that, whatever
yeah.
it may be. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, if somebody's like, I've been with them for a little bit, and this is a little bit more extreme, but what if they said, you know, in my teen years, I was kind of a serial killer. You know? Like,
yeah. It's I see like, what you're saying.
Like, you didn't give me the opportunity to... I understand, but it's like damned if you do or you don't. Like, if the lady boy... And I, like I said, that's a very awful comparison, but it was the first thing that came to mind. I'm not equating transgender to serial killers at all.
Right.
But, like, obviously, if someone came up to you first thing and said, hi, I'm attracted to you, and you're like, yeah, you're pretty cool, and they're like, well, I'm transitioning into a woman, they're kind of... It's a tough thing for them to be in.
Yeah.
If they're upfront... Right off the get-go, they're probably not going to have any luck with anybody that they want to be with. But if they keep it a secret so that they can prove that they're, you know, cool and, look, man, you might not think you could be attracted to somebody like myself, but I'm proving to you that you're wrong. Ugh. I feel like I would need at least a little, I would need some serious time away to process it. I'd probably be calling my friend Ted. Be calling a couple other people.
Well, that's the thing too, is you got it. Now your mind starts going like, how do I introduce this person to my family? Do I tell them? Do they know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a very...
I've thought about that if I ever dated a stripper. Granted, another awful analogy, comparison.
Yep. I've had that conversation.
Yeah. Would you tell your mom? Like, if you were dating somebody, like, okay, you've got the extreme situation, transgender. Let's go a little bit, let's tone it down for
I probably
second.
Wouldn't tell my mom.
That she was a stripper.
Right.
Right. But what if, like, this is the person that you're eventually going to marry?
I mean, I think years down the line you can.
Or do you just hope that eventually, eventually the woman can't be a stripper forever as much as they would like to be, I would imagine.
To me, I just think there's some things in families and, like you're not lying. Like, you know me. I'm a terrible liar.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. But I just think sometimes And there ain't no reason to tell that stuff.
Yeah. There's, what good is going to come of telling this?
Right. It's like so that terrible movie we saw years ago. What, the Let Sleeping Dogs Lie?
Oh, my gosh. That's right. We went and saw that in the theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a terrible movie. I liked the movie. It's a terrible premise.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean,
you could Google it if you don't know what movie we're talking about. It's called Sleeping Dogs Lie. It's done by Bobcat Goldthwait. And we'll leave it at that.
Well, I think about it sometimes, too. If I was married and it's like, if my wife cheated once, and it's like, would it be better to know or would it be better just not to know and just she was on a trip and just let it be?
I feel like it'd be better not to know.
Yeah.
Because really what's going to happen in that situation, if the hope is to stay with them regardless, what's the point of knowing?
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying I hope they do it. Obviously, nobody wants that. But, man, that's a tough question that you threw out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right. And like you were saying, it's very easy to sit here now and go, well, if she cheats on me, I'm leaving, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it's
Yeah.
And obviously, when I say if shit happens once, I mean legit once. You don't want to be that guy that everybody in town knows his wife cheats on him constantly.
Right.
And he's just kind of like, oh, yeah, but I like her.
Yeah, but she's so cool, man. She's hot.
Yeah.
Look how hot she is. I'm like, yeah, everybody knows how hot she is.
Yeah.
Everyone's dipped into that swimming pool.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a small pool.
Right. But somehow a lot of people have gone in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a nice in-ground pool, but it's really just an above-ground pool with a deck. The whole neighborhood swimming in, dude.
That sums up my neighborhood, everybody's backyard. We were the only one that had an above-ground pool without a deck. We had just a ladder.
Oh, all right.
And it was like we were the ghetto home because everybody else built a deck around their above-ground pool.
Man, you know, it's like I never had a pool. My cousins had an above-ground pool. We thought it was awesome. I never gave two thoughts about it.
I didn't care. It was hot, and there's water, and I could dip in it.
To this day, I know people are like, oh, is it above-ground? It's like, well, yeah, but who cares? It's a pool.
Right. I would love to have a pool right now. Oh, look, my Fitband just told me I have a text. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah,
my
I see
Fitband,
it.
Microsoft band. I'm terrible. I'm glad I'm not doing an endorsement. I would be awful at it.
All right, so you're at the Microsoft party.
How much time we got? Do we have time to talk?
What do we got? Like
we got a couple minutes. All right. Plenty of time. So,
sorry, I got us off on ladyboys and wives cheating.
You know, hey, sometimes more important things need to be talked about.
Yeah. Not that it's January and I've thought about this stuff.
Well, did we get your answer on it? Like, is it the same? Like, it's hard to tell.
What? With the girl cheating or the ladyboys?
Not even ladyboy, just transgender.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I will say this. I have definitely, in the past, been in a club before at like 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And blatantly, without realizing it, was hitting on transgender girls.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like, some of them are really hard to tell. I don't know. I guess my big issue as a generally straight person is, like, there's a couple things intimacy-wise. I can't do that.
Right.
I think most people know what I'm saying.
I understand where you're going with this
right.
one. It's such a man. Isn't it crazy though? Like how we've evolved as I think human beings and become more progressive. Like, do you think 17-year-old or even 20-year-old Ted, if this conversation was going on, what his answer would be?
Oh no, completely opposite.
Right, and it's not like we're saying like now Ted's on the market for a transgendered woman, you know? But
right.
But I think it's cool that. We're able to get to the point now where it's like, we're at least not acting like we're repulsed. You know, like that's the knee-jerk reaction. Like, oh, that's disgusting. Because it's disrespectful when you really think about, like, you don't want to be like, oh, that's disgusting to somebody who's just doing what they do.
Well, and sometimes I compare it to, like, Nickelback, right?
This should be good.
Everybody hates Nickelback, right?
Right.
Nickelback sucks, right? But they sold all these albums. Like, everybody listens. Yeah. Like, so obviously a lot of us were listening to Nickelback.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, like, well, Brazil and Thailand, there's all these ladyboys. It's like, right, but obviously people like them. There wouldn't be that many hookers that are ladyboys if people weren't taking advantage of them.
And hey, let's look in our own backyard. I mean, it's one of the most searched categories.
It's the highest paying job in porn is to be a pre-op transsexual woman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
I just know that, like, you know, from what I've read, it's one of the more searched porn search engine wise.
Yeah.
Like, I typically go with babysitters. That's my favorite.
Babysitters, but, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a fan of just like, or office sex.
See, I'm a weirdo, man. I kind of bounce back and forth between like college chicks, you know, like 19-year-old chick, you know, and then it's like, or like horny MILF. Or can I say that?
Yes.
Oh, horny MILF wants some action.
Big into the MILF category.
So I just wonder, yeah, like somebody looking at my thing and be like, what is with this guy? He either wants a small, like petite 20-year-old chick or like a big and busty 45-year-old woman. Like, what is with this guy?
It would be funny if we had the ability to pull up the search history of what
that wouldn't be funny at all, Steve.
Okay, it'd be very disturbing.
But yes, it would. I don't need that.
And this, my friends, is what happens when the Megacast does not plan their segments out.
Right. Oh, good timing. Saved by the bell.
We'll be back.
You used to call me on my...
I'll call you.
You used to.
When Ted and Steve are done.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Megacast will be back.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
first, there was 24-hour fitness, and now there's one-month fitness. One-month fitness is designed for people who make New Year's resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. Here's how it works. One-month fitness is open for the month of January.
That's it.
1 month, done. No year-long contracts. No 12-week meal plan for a slimmer you. Because we know it, one-month fitness. You're good for maybe 3-4 weeks tops. Then it's back to pizzas, cheeseburger meal deals, extra-large Coke, and couch potatoes. One-month fitness. Because we know you won't be here in February.
And coming soon to the same location as one-month fitness, the 11-month bar and grill.
Step up in this beat with my shades on. Snap. All I see is bands. I got my rays on. Tula call me Mr. Rolex. Rolex game so strong. They call me Bowflex. Bowflex. 20,000 square feet. My crib way out. BK Barclay. I brought J out.
It's all about the money. And the Megacast.
Yeah.
D-Tech Smith and Steve are back.
We are back.
So on the way out was Hotline Bling, right?
Yes.
Number one.
Call me on the...
Yeah, I never really cared for that song. And then like the last couple of weeks, I've been like, you know what? I really like this song.
That one took a while to grow on me as well.
Yeah.
Same with The Weeknd. Like the first song, The Hills.
The Hills.
I Can't Feel My Face was just undeniably catchy.
Yeah.
So I was like in love with that one immediately. But the first time I heard The Hills, I wasn't really understanding it until I was in a environment where really big bass was available.
Yeah.
Like in a car. I think it was in like a party bus or something. And when that bass kicked in and you can feel it, then I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Dude, trust me, this year is going to be all about Diplo and the bus.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we got to work on our playlist. We got to start putting that together.
I listen to Diplo so much now.
I haven't been listening to him. I got to go check it out now.
So Diplo and Skrillex together.
Worked with Bieber.
They did, but they've done other stuff too.
That's right. We're talking about Justin Bieber now. We went from...
I ain't going to lie, man. I like a couple of those Bieber songs with those guys.
There's a couple songs on the new record that I don't hate.
Yeah, and if you didn't know if it was Bieber, you'd be like, all right with it.
The slower ones I don't like.
But he has, what are they, Jack You when they're together? So what's that song, You Know, with the girl?
I don't know that one.
It like breaks down three separate times. The problem is this. I did not realize it when I was at the Opulent Temple at Burning Man. And I'm like, you know, maybe I was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
But I saw them do that goddamn set. I had no idea it was Diplo and Skrillex.
And no.
Yeah. So the whole week I'm going, wait, that one song, those, you know, that DJ was killing it.
And it was those guys. That's cool.
Right? So now when I hear that song, I'm just like, oh my God, it takes me right back to the desert. I just, like, basically, like, you know, like that line you cross from like buzzed to like you're drunk. You're not wasted yet, but you're just like, man, I'm feeling good. You know that Ted Smith. You've seen that Ted Smith a bunch.
Yeah.
So like, that's my thing now. Like Saturday night, Like, I went out, actually, I went to see another podcast, and then after that, I went
to see another podcast. What did you just go see?
I went and saw The Fighter and the Kid.
The Fighter and the Kid.
Brian Callen and Brennan Schaub.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I saw him at the Neptune.
I didn't even know they had a podcast together. I listened to Brian's podcast.
Oh, yeah. So now he has one with Schaub called Fighter and the Kid.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. And they talk about, like, UFC stuff. Callen tells awesome stories about Rogan.
Yeah, Brian's great. Oh. He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to his podcast, it's awesome.
He just tells a story about going to Rogan's house. All right, real quick. He goes, Rogan calls me and says he's got a Christmas gift for me. And he goes, you need to know a couple things. It's Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan doesn't give an F about your birthday or Christmas. Like, it's Rogan. Like, F all that nonsense. So he's like, I got a gift for you. He says he shows up. Of course, Rogan's sweating and working out because it's Joe Rogan. He's always working out. And he says he gets him like this crazy bow. And like he picks it up and he's like, oh, Joe, like this is great. Like this and that. And he like holding it for a couple minutes. Finally, Rogan goes, you're holding it upside down. Anyhow, their podcast was great. But later that night, I ended up getting kind of crossing that line from like, so I'm just sitting in my bathroom listening to Diplo, smoking weed.
Which most normal human beings do.
Yeah.
Jam out in their bathroom.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
And that was it?
That was it. That was a long way to get to that point about I like to listen to Diplo down in my bathroom.
Hey, sometimes the journey is worth the end.
Yeah, it's not. Sometimes you just end up lost and right here, Steve.
And that, my friends, is the MegaCast.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I go to the Microsoft store at Bellevue Square. Have you ever been to the Microsoft store at Bellevue Square Mall?
I've been to Bellevue Square, not to the Microsoft store.
Okay, so it's just, you know, in the middle of the mall. And so they had a big event. They have the Microsoft Band. It's the new version, which is like they did all these different changes to the original version. And it's getting great reviews. And obviously, I'm not using it to its full potential. But what I'm using it for, I already love it.
All right.
So I go down there because Luke Wilson from the Seahawks was doing a ping pong event.
I think we should start calling him Luke Wilson, Steve's personal buddy.
That's right. My friend Luke. That's right. Who just texted me, oddly enough.
Our favorite Canadian.
That's right. America's favorite Canadian and Steve's as well. So he was doing a ping pong event, which is like huge with the Seahawks in the locker room. They have like two ping pong tables. A bunch of the players have personal ping pong tables at their place. That's, according to a few of the guys that I've talked to, that actually is a major factor in what brought the team together this season.
Ping pong. Yeah.
Which is crazy. But it was like, it's something for them to do that's fun and competitive, and it's building camaraderie. It's crazy how something like that could be the turnaround for this team potentially going to the Super Bowl.
Does anybody get mad that Russell's so good because all the time he spent in juvie?
I guess the big dog is Drew Nowak, center.
All right.
For the team, one of the guys, I think he's on the practice squad now, but he was the center in the beginning of the season, and he's just a dominant force. So he showed up, and Luke is apparently a good ping pong player too.
All right.
Two of them went head to head, and so like, hey, could you come down? You know, say because Luke's marketing guy is a buddy of mine as well. He's like, hey, come down. Luke would love to see you. I'm like, sure. If you guys need somebody to like talk on the mic while they're doing their thing, I'd be more than happy. They're like, yeah, that would be great. So he ran it by the Microsoft people, like, yes, please, that would be awesome. So I get down there, like, hey, we got somebody else to jump on the mic with you. I'm like, cool. Who is it? And like, Cliff Averill from the Seahawks.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Are you serious? Like, Cliff Averill, like the most consistent dominant force for the Seahawks all season long. He's just going to come down, hang out for a few minutes, do the play-by-play with me, and then leave.
He's your color guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, he became more of the play-by-play guy because I looked at Cliff at one point. I'm like, Cliff, I don't know anything about ping pong other than you hit the ball back and forth. What is going on right now? And he would describe what's going on. And he says, yeah, man, we're all serious about ping pong. Earl's got a personalized table in his house. I jokingly said, does anybody have a personalized paddle with their face on it? And he goes, yeah, Mike Bennett does on both sides.
Bennett would.
And I'm like, you're kidding, right? He goes, no, he's got one. I'm like, I already love Bennett even more.
Yeah.
So I want to show you a picture of it, and it's on my blog today. If you go to KSW.com, go to the BJ and Migs page, you can see the pictures up there. But somebody took a picture from above. So they set the ping pong table outside of the Microsoft store.
All right.
So I walk up, and I'm like, that's just random. It's just a ping pong table in the middle of the mall. Well, when everybody, all the fans showed up, dude, it looked like we were in some weird underground ping pong.
Because they're like up in the terraces
blood
stuff?
Sport tournament. Yeah, so like you've got 100 or so people, maybe even more, surrounding the ping pong table. Like,
all right.
That's like the barricade of the people. And then above, you've got a sea of people watching from up above. So here's this is what the scene looked like.
That does look like a legit, underground ping pong tournament.
Yeah. So, and then I'll show you this other picture on here of just, where is it? So as the game's going on, you can see there's Cliff and I just doing play-by-play. It was awesome.
I just like, too, that, Steve has kind of a serious look as he's got the microphone in front of Cliff. And Cliff just has his hands in his sweatpants.
Yeah. The
whole time. He's just chilling.
Cliff's got, barely has his knit hat on. It's, just sitting on his head, the Seahawk knit hat. He's just sweatpants on his phone the whole time, yet still paying attention to the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's not even paying attention. He goes, oh, that was a great volley right there by those guys. I'm like, I didn't even know you were watching.
These young kids, Steve. They can text and pay attention.
Yeah, they can multitask. It was cool, dude. As a Seahawk fan, still to this day, and I know we've been lucky enough in our business, we've met a lot of cool people and Seahawk players included. I don't think I'll ever grow tired. There'll still never be that part of me that's as a fan being I can't believe I'm just doing stuff with the Seahawk players.
Well, and the NFL's the big dog.
It is. And to be looked at as a peer. When I walked in, Drew Nowak's like, what's up, Migs? How's it going, man? Blah, blah, blah. And he's just talking to me. And Luke, of course, we have a great relationship with him. And then they're like, hey, this is Cliff. And Cliff's like, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm like, don't fanboy out, man.
You're in.
Because I love Cliff. I mean, I'm a big fan. And we've talked to him on the phone, but I've never met him. So I'm kind of geeking out about that, but trying to be cool about it in the process.
Yeah, that's the way I used to be for me with the Sounders with Drago.
Oh, for sure.
I'd go over to parties and stuff, and it'd be I knew Jaquan and a few other guys, but it'd be Freddie Montero walks by and it's it's be cool.
Yeah. Don't be Chris Farley.
Right. It's just awkward.
Remember that time?
Right.
You kicked the ball in the net and you celebrated. That was cool.
Well, you know me. I'd hang out with those guys. I remember this one particular party. I guess they didn't have a game for a week. It was that first spring day in May. Everybody's having fun. So we're all I was drinking and stuff. And then I remember I'm in the fridge and I said something anybody need a beer? Blah, blah, blah. I turn around. It's just me and Freddie sitting there. And he's like, yeah, I'm all right.
That is cool.
Right. And then what do I say without being a weirdo?
It's tough because...
So you play professional sports and stuff, huh?
And you realize I don't know about you, but I'm always I don't want to talk about football with them. I don't want to be that guy. I want to just let them... I want to respect them so they don't feel like that all I want to talk about is football. But then even with Luke, sometimes we're hanging out and he'll just bring up stories about football. And I'm like, I got to get it out of my head. It's not he's embarrassed by his job.
Now.
You know what I mean? It's a cool job. No different than when I'll meet some people and I don't want to bug you about radio stuff. And I'm I don't mind. I love my job. It's fun to talk about.
I think sometimes it's cool, too, to have something that you know they're into.
Yeah.
You know? I'm trying to remember. I mean, a lot lesser level, but Yuli from Yuli Sausage in the market.
Uh-huh.
We've been talking with him about stuff and everything. And the first time I met him.
You and I have had some very weird comparison stories today on the Megacast.
I said, Yuli, congratulations on your citizenship. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, didn't you just become a United States citizen? He's like, well, yeah. How'd you know? And I was like, I know.
I do my research.
Right. I follow your Twitter.
If he posted on the Twitter, why is he calling you out? How do you know?
Because I don't think he runs the Twitter.
Oh. That makes sense. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This Saturday, one more reminder. We are going to be hanging out with Windowpane. We're going to be there. So, honestly.
What time's that show?
Man, there's a lot of great bands. I think Windowpane goes on around 10:30-ish.
Yeah, because then there's a band after them.
Alive, She Cried.
Yeah.
The Doors tribute band. Which is a brilliant idea on Glenn and the boys' part. They wanted, and I agree. Sometimes when you're the main attraction band, the headliner, after the show's over, the bar's trying to kick everybody out. People are also mentally checked out.
Yeah.
So you can't bask in the glory of having a great time on the stage. It's over. It's kind of a letdown. So smart idea on their part. They got a tribute band, so it's music people will know. The Doors. It's not intrusive. It's just a cool vibe that it's great music to have conversations while the music is playing, if that makes sense.
And it's good for those guys to walk around and, do a victory lap, get some high fives.
Sell some records.
Maybe get a mega hug.
And for the mega hug, I bet Glenn will be okay with getting a mega
hug. Tony needs one.
Tony would thrive with a mega hug.
I love that guy.
Actually, Mark, too. I think Mark.
I don't know Mark well enough.
Mark was the caterer at my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That hooked up the men's room red.
That's right. And the caviar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I realized is just expensive nastiness.
It's salty.
Yeah. It's awful. And he was like, yeah, this is like a $400 can of caviar. And I'm like, I wouldn't pay $4 for this crap.
It's like that scene in Big where he takes the bite of it. Remember?
Oh,
Big
yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Nah. Ted is petting his tongue for those that don't know that scene from that film.
Yeah. Sight gags. One of the secrets to the men's room. I say that all the time. Like, people think it's a joke. Every Thursday when I do the meat and potatoes, like I put on that chef's jacket.
Right.
And everybody's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. You just have to.
I remember one time popping into your guys' show when I first started working here at KSW and you guys were doing your dang. And I pop in, and I don't know if you guys still do it, but there was a period of time where like you would play something. Like there was some kind of a production element, like an intro, and you guys would turn the lights on and off, like, and put on a light show.
Oh, yeah. And I forget what that was for.
I don't remember, but I remember like Miles were thrilled looking at me going, watch this. And they would do it, and you guys made no real reference of it on the air. So I'm like looking at you guys, I'm like, why the hell did you guys just do that?
What's the point?
There is none.
Nope. Nope.
All right, Ted. I know
that was a on focus podcast.
I have how many sheets of paper? One story. I have two stories. Never got to the story. I still want to do the story about. Have you ever heard of baby pods? Baby pods.
It sounds like a pod to put a baby in.
No, it's a pod. It's a speaker.
Like, oh,
right. That. And I'm reading the headline: baby pod, vaginal speaker designed for pregnant women.
It goes in?
$133. This speaker transmits music to an unborn fetus through the mom's vagina.
Hmm. All right.
It plays music at 54 decibels, the volume of a hushed conversation.
What if it's a jam, though?
Right?
Can you turn it up in there?
Like, hey, kid. Kid, are you ready? Do you want to hear something good? We got something good for you to hear. It's a band called Windowpane.
Get in there, kid.
Mommy loves this band.
They're off the devil horns.
That's right. Bang that little fetus head.
All right, we got push-ups?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's get Ted. We'll see you guys at the Windowpane show. If you want to meet anyone from the KSW staff, seriously, go to the Windowpane show. I believe all of us are going to be there.
Yeah, I know for the men's room, Ben the Psycho.
Taryn. Castle.
Taryn. I think Thrill's going. I know Miles is going. Right. Castle's going. I'm going.
So if you can't make it, get a baby pod and put it where you know you should put it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There you go.
On. It's hard to hear the count.
Yeah, it is. Feels good, though.
Feels damn good.
Glad we finally got that baby pod story out there.
Yeah. Great work, Steve.
Great work, Ted.
All right, man.
See you next time.